neurologist with the Allegheny Multiple Sclerosis Treatment Center at Allegheny General Hospital, Dr. Troy Desai. Doctor, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing well. Doc, when the topic of MS comes up, multiple sclerosis, I think the vast majority of us have absolutely no clue what the heck it is. So let's start there. What is multiple sclerosis?
So it is an autoimmune condition that generally affects people in the prime of their life. Most people are affected by their... most people are diagnosed between 20 and 50. The average age of diagnosis is around 30. It can have a varied array of symptoms, including fatigue, cognitive problems, muscle weakness, numbness, vision loss, trouble with balance and coordination.
Wow.
And it the most common type is called relapsing remitting, where symptoms come in spurts. And people may have periods of stability in between these relapses of symptoms.
While there is no known cure, there have been some medical and technological advancements that can go a long way to help people with multiple sclerosis. So what are the newest advances at Allegheny General Hospital?
So the newest advances are treatments that can reduce the number or frequency of relapses that somebody has. And these are various types of treatments. There are injectable treatments, pills, and IV treatments. And over the last probably 12 years, we've had much better treatments than we used to have before that. Now, remember, before 1993, we did not have any treatment at all for MS. So we've come a long ways since then. We're excited about things that are in the pipeline. We're hoping for a cure, of course, but short of that, there are people working on medications that can help improve repair of the damage that occurs to the nervous system. Currently, we don't have any medications that can improve repair. We have preventive medicines that people can take once they are diagnosed with MS.
Dr. Desai, how debilitating can MS be?
Well, that's a very good question. And there's a lot of consternation out there when people are newly diagnosed. First thing they think is, I'm going to not be able to walk. I'm going to need a wheelchair. That is not absolutely true. That was never the case. Even before we had treatments, not everybody had trouble walking. Not everybody needed a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. Just like any condition, there's a range of outcomes. There are people with very mild disease and people with very severe disease. And most people lie somewhere in the middle. What we are finding with treatments, especially early treatment, is we are pushing more and more people towards the milder end of the spectrum. Give an example, I'm running in the Pittsburgh Marathon in May with some of my patients who have MS, and some of them have been diagnosed for many, many years, 10 years or longer. And, they are still able to be active. Unfortunately, that's not true of everybody, especially those who were diagnosed before we had these preventive treatments. But MS does not preclude an active lifestyle.
Well, I think that right there is probably news to a lot of people who aren't familiar with MS, and encouraging, no doubt. What about stem cells? Do they have any possibility, since this disease attacks the body's immune system at the nerve endings in the central mm-hmm. nervous system? What is the future there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There are people working on stem cells. Their idea is to use stem cells one of two ways. One, give stem cells that can go and repair the damaged nerves, repair the coating, repair the nerves, and form the appropriate connections between different nerve cells and muscles and receptors. But that we have not been very successful on at this point. Another way to use stem cells would be to sort of wipe out your immune system, give you your stem cells back to regrow a more tolerant immune system. Remember, MS is autoimmune, so the immune system is affecting the nervous system, attacking the nervous system. So this type of stem cell therapy holds more promise. There have been trials done, and it seems to be successful. However, it does have its downsides. When you're giving massive chemotherapy to people, that can be harmful. When you're wiping out people's immune systems so that a new one can be grown, that can be harmful. So this is still considered an experimental treatment that's not approved by the FDA and would not be covered by insurance. But it is available for those where nothing else is working.
Promise and hope. Dr. Troy Desai, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, 412 Doctors. Dr. Desai, a neurologist with the Allegheny Multiple Sclerosis Treatment Center at Allegheny General Hospital. Doctor, thank you and keep up the great work.
Thank you for the opportunity.